The offering of images as a spiritual activity replaces the impulse to find a personal vision and icon. As a spiritual activity, it distracts the individual from the task of finding and recognizing a singular true path. The offering of images categorizes human activity and offers the sum of the categories as a sum of possibilities and alternatives, each one of which must be equally good and equally valid, else the system of categories breaks down. Like modernism, science, and theater as we know it, the offering of images and Protestantism hand in hand are egalitarian, democratic, and communistic. The offering of images is a secular spiritual activity. The offering of images has in our era attached itself as a spiritual activity to Judaism as a secular corrective to mysticism and individualism. The offering of images is a secularization of Judaism as Protestantism is a secularization of Christianity. Modernism is the secularization of taste. Science is the secularization of memory. And theater as we know it is a secularization of experience. There are other examples, but you get the idea. Remember that we have yet to find a language that is common to the Occident and Orient, except for the language of technology. Consider then the difficulties of speaking to the fourth world, the world of those who are different, with a difference that is independent of geography, for instance, the mentally different. Secularization must exclude the mentally different by definition. The mentally different share no images with us, and they share no history with us. The mentally different cannot be modern. The mentally different cannot be twisted in science. The mentally different cannot appreciate theater as we know it. One supposes that other differences than mental differences separate the fourth world from the three that communicate with such difficulty now. For instance, feeling. Suppose for a moment that beginning this instant, while nothing in you changes mentally, you enter into a state of permanent rapture, maybe not more intense than the pleasure you felt standing in the meadow of your imagination and being addressed by name without the ambiguity of distance by some animate being or knowing system in an elevated position. To simplify the image a great deal without changing it structurally, but as intense and without the encumbrance of the image. I think this is what is meant by pure bliss. The feeling without the image, you could not be modern, you could not be trusted in science, you could not appreciate theater as we know it, you would be in the same relationship to the real world, 1, 2, and 3, as if you were mentally different, and you would never be able to communicate to those worlds that while intent upon a state of permanent rapture, you are mentally okay, you could do it by reference to the dream, but remember, you would not have had the dream, might not know what dreams were, and to try to communicate through the image of the dream would reveal the passing nature of your rapture. The fourth world is different from the other three. Otherwise, we wouldn't need words at all, and it is different in the words. Now, the problem you will have in dealing with your dream as a yardstick in your life is that it will fade. The greatest of the prophets, Moses, the first Jew we can remember, was very discouraging about the use of images. He thought that any attempt to animate the world in one's imagination, to give it any meaning at all, is a big mistake. If you, for instance, think of dogs as little because they are smaller than you think you are, you have a long way to go before you rest. Traditionally, when imagination becomes too strong, cultures resort to very strong chemical treatment, usually from the vegetable world to burn off the waste, which is where the imagination arises. I think you must do some of that. Don't be frightened of the first stage in which the imagination is purposely inflamed. Remember who you are, stay near health, and don't give up. Eventually, you will come to pure bliss. The images will disappear. Dreams will stop. You won't need me.
Thank you, Doctor. Not too well said, but something. Granted, it's a hard idea. Hard to express and far from reassuring. But we'll keep your card on file just in case.